piel morena rumbo a hacerme vapor, echados al sol.
Everybody, so as we know, elections are around the corner. Do you know who you're voting for? Join us today as we have the amazing Carmel Antoine Bessard, Parti Conservateur de Québec candidate, who's going to be here with us sharing all kind of tips and tricks and letting us know how important it is to get involved in this year's elections on today's Empower Hour.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We're bringing power to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Ah, Hotep, 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 Hotep. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to our ancestors for being present with us and for making it possible for us to be able to get together today. And I ask that today's show, let it be very uplifting, let it be educational, let it be entertaining, and most importantly, let it be empowering for all our listeners. I'm sending out that spirit of love. I'm sending out the spirit of light, unity, strength, great health, peace, and wealth. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Okay. I mean, how long have I not been here?
I don't know what.
Is it just 1 week? There's so much that, like, August has been mad.
Yeah, I've lost track of days and time, but so I don't know how long anything has been. But and time is, what is time? What is time?
An illusion.
Thank you.
It's an illusion.
So basically, we never left, but we've been here the whole. Everything is just what it is.
Well, and as you say that, so I'm about to oxymoron myself on because what happened to summer? Hello.
It's the same thing. Hello? Yep. It just kind of mushed by. Now children are heading back to school.
Did you hear?
Tell me.
I heard our winter is supposed to be pretty frigid.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that. I probably wouldn't have heard it. I would have ignored it.
You know the farmer's almanac.
Oh, right. So it's supposed to be a bad winter?
It's supposed to be a bad one.
When's it supposed to start?
I don't know. Didn't it start yesterday? Because where's the sun?
No, it's... Okay, because I was under the impression the winter was going to start later. Like, I just feel we're going to start having longer summers. But I wouldn't be surprised if we have some real dread winters, but longer summers. I just feel that this is weird.
Well, this summer was not that long. Because I feel like it took a minute for it to kick into high gear.
So give it. There's still hope. I still have hope.
I mean, technically, according to how seasons work, September 21st is supposed to be the end of summer. So we're still in summer.
Okay.
But, you know, I kind of don't believe it. We need more people right about now, but...
That's what it is. So, is this your recap of how your week was?
No.
Okay, yeah. So, let's just get into it.
Don't rush me.
No, I'm just saying. It's like
don't rush. Like I said, I feel like it's been a minute.
I was going with you. I thought you were going to segue to something. But clearly, you're just having a conversation.
Okay. Well, it's one of these days today.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gents, I'm
happy
sorry.
Sunday. Go ahead.
So glad that it's me and Pharaoh in today. You know, it hits different when it's just me and Kaya, when it's just you and Kaya. But me and you.
It's good.
But don't worry, keep it up, because I got dad jokes.
I know. Yo, did you hear Kaya? Kaya hit me with a heavy one last week. I had to throw the microphone, headphones, everything.
Did she? Yeah, she did. I'm going to go back and listen. I've been traveling. Again, like I said, August has been a little crazy for me. But I have to say that it's been a family heavy month.
Mm.
So, you know, the first weekend was heading to Ottawa for a basketball championship for the CBL. Because, I mean, for those who didn't know, because I only found out this year, we actually have a professional Canadian basketball league.
Yeah.
And Montreal just got into the league this year. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'll be looking out for that in the following years. It's in the summer, though.
But it's not the same league that that our homeboy plays for? What was his name?
Our homeboy or my brother?
No, you know
Eli
I'm talking about.
J. Cole.
I'm talking about J. Cole, yeah.
He played one game.
One game only?
He played the opener when he came here in Montreal. Maybe two games, I believe. But then he had some conflicts that came up with... for musically.
Right.
But he did. He did. He was there for the last and final game.
Yeah. Okay.
So as a spectator.
Really.
Because Scarborough was in the finals against Ottawa.
Okay.
And he did go and see it.
Wow. Thanks for. I did not know. Maybe they're saying what it is because maybe he's just creating too much pandemonium. Like.
Yeah. And look. I mean. Not to be counting someone's pocket, but I don't think he was really doing it for the money.
No, definitely not for the money.
He just wanted the ball. And, you know, yeah, he absolutely was for the love of the game, and he appreciated, like, what they brought to him, but he had other obligations that he had to go and do. But he still came and showed up for his team when they went to the championship.
That's dope. Cool.
So there was that. And then the next weekend, it was a party bonanza in Toronto, my nephew's 10th birthday. He now calls himself a preteen.
Nice. Preteen. All right.
It's a little early. Yeah. So that was fun. We went to this place called Gigo. Mm-hmm. It was Get Your Game On, which I think it should just be called Nerfland because it was just basically a bunch of Nerf games and just like a lot of Nerf battles, and we had all of that. We did a maze. There was a basketball game on there too. Mm-hmm. That I reigned supreme on. I got 500 points. Nobody can touch me. No one can see me. John Cena.
I'm pretty sure you pushed the little kids and threw them on.
First of all, I didn't play against the little kids.
Okay, I'm surprised because you were pretty relentless.
I played against my sisters. I played against my dad.
Okay.
I played against grown adults, and okay. The first one I did, it was. I didn't even understand because it's not just basketball. It was basketball with tricks. Because it had things where it was just like, it was Mutombo not in my house, and then like this thing popped out to block your shot.
Nice.
Yeah, 100%.
Nice.
So after the first time, I was like, oh, okay, peak game. Good. Okay. Round two, fight.
Okay.
And I went at it, and...
You know what to expect this time.
Yeah, no one could see me. John Cena, 500.
They let you in, you didn't stop it. No, you know that's what happened. They let you in.
You know they didn't, because when we came out of the game, like, we were sweating buckets, though. Like, we had 1 minute to hit as many scores as we can. We did a couple back-to-back games, but, like, Mans did a workout on this one game.
Got it. So it was real intense.
It was absolutely intense.
Okay.
of course, with all that traveling, there was a lot of flight delays. Guys, it's not over. You think you can travel? Think again. The delays are absolute madness.
I just bought a private plane, so I'm not worried.
All right, well, let me know. I'll gas it. I got gas.
Good. Yeah, it's like $25,000.
How long do I have it for? If I'm filling that up, no. I'm using all the gas. I'm using all that. I'm bringing it back on empty.
Yeah. I'm going to make sure. I'm going to get my dollars worth.
No, shoot. I'm going to bring that back on empty.
Oh, God.
Yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday was the season opening for Queen's University's football game. So Josh McLeod, my brother, killed it.
Nice.
Holy did he kill it.
Nice.
He had four catches. Man hit a touchdown.
Okay. You know,
man had like, and it would have been five, mm-hmm. but there was unnecessary roughness.
Okay.
Flag on the play on that one. So he would have had, he hit 50 yards. Just... completely amazing. We went 10 deep. It was a party. Next weekend, next Saturday.
Wait, yesterday?
Yeah.
So you're in Toronto yesterday?
I was in Kingston yesterday.
Kingston, okay.
No, I'll tell you what, I'm tired.
Yeah, okay.
I'm tired right now. But last one's next weekend on the 3rd, September 3rd. We're heading to Ottawa to catch his game. And then after that, most of the games are like in Guelph and Waterloo and stuff. So that side of the family's going to hit
September
that.
September 3rd, next Saturday. All right.
Yeah,
I think we're going to try to make it. In Games Power Hour, we're going to come record. All right, let's do
Games
this.
Games at 7.
Take some pictures, interview him. He's a superstar.
Go Gales, go. He's my superstar, 100%. Yeah, one of my favorite people in the world.
Definitely interview him. We want him on the show.
So that was my August, but you know what had me, chuckle to myself the other day? I came across a post, and this isn't our, like, you know, social media gone wild, but I felt very attacked. Not really. It just made me laugh. But there was a post that said that there was a group that was created, a Facebook group. You know Facebook groups.
Yeah, of course.
And it was for people who have or who are dating Capricorns. It was a support group.
Oh, wow.
It was a support group, though.
That's interesting.
Are we that bad?
That's interesting. Interesting.
Because I don't feel like I'm that difficult or bad as a Capricorn. Wow. But word on the street is that we, the Earth signs, are a bit difficult to date.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That includes you, Pharaoh.
I'm Earth sign?
Yeah.
I'm Earth sign?
Yep.
I thought it would be water.
You'd think it was, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling feel like water. I'm not water.
Capricorns, Taurus, and Virgos were Earth signs.
Really?
Yeah, we're apparently the difficult ones of the bunch.
I
That's what I said. Well, I see it with you, though.
I'm so easy.
And I see it with Virgos. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm so
But easy I get along with Virgos, and that's when I was kind of just like, wait, am I also part of the problem?
I'm easy to live with and easy to love.
That is falsified truth.
No, I don't. Anyway, is it my turn now?
Yes, it
okay,
is.
Okay, good. So thanks, Gina, for sharing.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. I like sharing.
No, I'm still thinking but it's a support group only for Capricorn?
Well, that's or the one
all,
I saw.
It should be for all Earth signs, then, if it's really an issue, they need to get over it.
I mean, you know, maybe they didn't go that far. I think there are probably separate support groups for Taurus. Because, you know, you want to keep it correct. Because yeah, even though we're all Earth signs, we do have different characteristics.
100%. So. 100%. So my week was pretty lit. Let me see, how far back do I want to go? First, I'll just say, throughout the week, you guys know, the OFC, we have these business meetings every week. So I want to give just huge shout outs to the OFC, all our members, our business team that comes out every Tuesday morning. We have a meeting at 7 a.m. It's actually 7:15 a.m.
Can I ask you why you have it so early?
Yeah, for sure. Because one, there's a value. I don't know if you ever seen any of those clips or documentaries like that show you the power of waking up early in the morning. Like when you wake up at 4, wake up at 5. It's like you're really like above. Like it's like you're starting before everybody else. It's like you have a head start. You're fresh. That's first. So there's a value in just these early morning things. Second of all, we're all entrepreneurs and business owners, family, family people. The earlier the better because our business, they actually starts at a particular time.
Understood.
So the idea is to be able to meet with a collective of business owners before you actually start your real day, so to speak. So what we do, and the way we started off at 7:15, we play a motivational clip for about 10-15 minutes, get everybody in the right mindset, and then we network for about 45 minutes or so. It's amazing. I'm just talking about it because it really uplifts me, I have to say. It's like it puts me in a great spirit, a great mood. And just recently somebody was asking when we're going to actually start doing these kind of meetings for individuals in the community, where we could actually start doing social things that will have the same kind of vibe, because people join the OFC because they want to unite with like-minded people and just share this vibe. But right now we're hyper focused on the businesses, right? And we forget the time that we started for individuals. So we're going to be starting a thing called Second Sundays, and every second Sunday there's going to be some kind of social, and it's going to be dope. Deuxième dimanche. And just, you know, just to create that kind of vibe. So that was a part of my week, just my regular uplifting, feeling awesome. Then we're gonna continue to progress. I was able to connect with a lot of cool people because we're doing some fundraising going on in the community. So I've been reaching out. I can't talk about the project we're fundraising yet. I'm just teasing you guys a little bit, but it's big. It's a big one. I'm excited for this. So that was awesome, just being able to connect with people. But I'm going somewhere with this, don't worry. So my week is very intense.
See how I'm giving you your space?
No, it's good, I appreciate you. So the week is very intense, and then I get to a peak, usually by Wednesday, midday is my peak, and I head out to go to the retreat, the OFC Holistic Healing Retreat and Campground, and I spend the rest of the week out there, and I usually spend it with my family. Now, we watched this movie on Netflix that I want everybody to watch. I can't remember the name. But, just kidding. No, it was called Sea Beast? Sea Beast?
It's a documentary?
On Netflix. It's a cartoon. It's called, check Sea Beast, I think it's called. Beast in the Sea?
The Sea Beast. I started watching it with my niece. I think she started getting afraid. She started getting scared at the beginning, so we stopped watching
it. Yeah, but
that's not a documentary. It's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon. Yeah. But it's called Sea Beast, right?
Okay. The Sea Beast.
Now, and that's the thing. So, because Nzinga was getting scared at the beginning, too.
Yeah.
But Nzinga's a warrior. So she was like, but she didn't want to turn it off. She's like, she wants, and I'm so glad we did. The movie is so good.
Yeah. Well, my nephew and his friend was there. He's like, my nephew was there speaking to his friend while they're playing on whatever roadblocks and whatnot, so he can hear our conversation. But she was just like, Auntie Gigi, I don't like this. I was like, all right, we're turning it off. And then JoJo was like, actually, I watched this. He's like, it was pretty good. But yeah, it's true. It's a little scary at the beginning.
At the beginning, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not going to subject my
three-year-old
niece to
that. No, she wasn't ready yet. Yeah. She's hanging around and singing a little more. But that's okay. The point is, it's like it has such a plot twist. I'm not gonna spoil it, but watch it. Even if you, even if, yeah, yeah, just watch on your own.
I like, need kids to watch cartoons.
You totally do not. Right. Trust me. Like, because I'm probably going to watch it again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just the storyline and what it meant, and the fact they have these, they have women in these key roles and positions, and it's like the story, and a lot of I have to say, like, a lot of melanated, like, you know, people in key positions. So it was really awesome to see. It was awesome to watch it with the children and just get that feedback and just the plot twist. Anyways, it was so good that I made it a point. I said, look, I have to talk about it on the radio. I have to, like, I want to plug it. I want to make sure people know what time it is. I want you guys to check it out. Definitely, definitely, definitely worth watching. Last but very far from least, our junior host had a turn up this past Friday.
They did. How did that go?
Yo. Shout out to Huey Phenomenal and Nefertari. Those are our junior hosts, for those who don't know. They had a turn up from 12 to 16 at West Can. From 6 to 10. It was for the youth in the community. OSC members brought their children. West Can parents brought their children. Youth invited their friends from school. And it was awesome. It was awesome to see these youth. We had one rule. We're sponsoring the whole nine. Food, music, play a game, all the thing. Mm-hmm. No phones. You have there was no phones. If you have a hard time not looking at your phone, we had a bucket by the door. You could leave your phone in until it's time to go. But everyone was very respectful that the youths left their phones in their pockets or in their bags, and they actually took part in games. We did all kind of activities. They listened to music. They danced. They did this cool balloon game where you have to blow a balloon in a cup and transport the cup to the other side without touching the cup. The whole nine, these youths watching. And it was like over 20 youths. It was almost, I think, end. Yeah, I think it was like 25, 26 youths that came out. It was awesome. So I want to give them a huge, huge, huge shout out. It was just cool to just see them. Shout out to West Haven as well. Our homeboy Zip, thank you, because he opened up the gym towards the end of the night so that they could go play ball and stuff well. It was amazing.
The after party?
Yo, it was the after party. It was all part of the party. But, you know, so... But it was cool to see the youth. It was cool to see the things that they talk about. You know, and that's what... But, like, you know, I encourage all parents. Next time we're having a fet, bring your youths.
I like that. Because, I mean, they've been... It's been 2.5 years of them, like, not being able to...
You're absolutely right. Socialize.
Mm-hmm. Be kids.
That's it. And it was like a back-to-school kind of thing. We kind of took the idea when we had Lady Savage. She was here, and she was talking about a thing they used to do in Jamaica, or they still do. A little preschool fete or jam that they do. So mm-hmm. I definitely like the idea. Maybe we'll do something again for maybe before Christmas or after Christmas or maybe in summertime, whatever. But it was really cool to see. Looking forward to hosting it again and having more youth in them come out. So that was kind of it. Today's Sunday. I just plan on after today's show. I'm excited. We're heading out to the fashion show.
We are. Yeah. We are. It's Mud and Design.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go cheer on Kriku.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super excited about that. Some of our listeners, when you hear this, this will be a past event, but it's a whole vibe. Like, yeah. we have the show, and then there's going to be an after party, and then there's the after party of the after party.
Turn ups.
And I'm very proud of the hard work that she's put into this. And because, you know, Kriku started with just doing bow ties.
Yes.
Right? And because she didn't, and she uses wax, right? So wax is like, when we talk about African print clothing, it's actually the material itself is called, it's wax.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't see those, right? She didn't see in the market, she didn't see representation there, and she started doing that, and it was like these beautiful bow ties, colorful bow ties, unique bow ties,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, every wax design can be made differently, and then she kind of branched it out into ties,
yeah,
regular ties, and then, but first it was bow ties and the handkerchiefs.
Yep.
Yeah, the bow ties and the handkerchiefs.
And we had masks as well, kumed.
Yes, kumed. Yeah, Kumed. I was mm-hmm. about to say Kri Kumed, but yeah, same.
Yes.
She adapted to the times, and she really just jumped into fashion as a whole. And she had her first fashion show in France in February, and now she's bringing it to the hometown, Montréal.
Like, I've spoken to her. I'm looking forward to having her on the show as a guest just to talk about what her experience was. And you know, just the vision and where Kiku is going to be going next. So that's just what it is.
I'm loving to see the black designer being highlighted in a show. Like, I mean, hey, to me, next up should be was it New York Fashion Week?
Talk about it.
Milan Fashion Week.
Talk about it.
Because we need representation.
And not just Kanye, you know what I mean? Mind you, I don't. But anyways, well, I'm gonna close off.
I know you
want
to talk about that.
I'm gonna close off the segment with this because Kanye is the man. And the fact that Kanye has his clothes in garbage bags.
They weren't garbage bags, by the way.
It's big looking garbage bags. But they're maybe not garbage bags, but big duffel bag type things. They look like garbage bags. And you cannot take the clothes and put on hangers. He wants people to dig in the bags and look for your sizes so you can feel what it feels like to be a homeless person. I love it. Kanye, you're the man. You are the man, Kanye. So with that, anyways, my segue for what's coming up obviously has nothing to do with fashion at all because we're talking politics. And guys, we're coming with a heavy today. We are, as you guys know, it's voting season. So the Empower Hour, we're here to educate. We're here to make sure you guys know what time it is throughout the month. We're going to try our best to bring as many different views and opinions and parties to you as possible. So today we have our sister Carmel Antoine. She's coming. She's representing the Conservative Party. It's going to be lit. So you guys stay tuned.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
Un concert uni contre racisme et la discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h à Parc Girouard and DJ.
Avec des performances de
Jonathan Emile,
Shawit,
Maritza,
Remy Picasso,
Paul Carniello,
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Alright, so we are back. So like we were saying, today we are talking politics. There's so many different levels to it. So first off, so Gina, before we introduce our amazing guests, from your perspective, what are your stands? What do you know about politics? What are your feels?
Well, as you know, like for me, I think most of my information from politics that I learned was starting with the Empower Hour, because mm-hmm. I was oblivious before this. Mm-hmm. I voted based on how my parents voted and their parents voted, and it was what it was. But when I started paying these taxes and trying to figure out where my money was going, mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute, I need a little more information.
Yeah.
Because not for nothing, I love my parents and my grandparents, but they didn't make all the financial sound decisions that I'm making and want to make in my life.
Right.
And so I have to figure that out. Not to mention how in our community, a lot of us are just like, well, what's the point to vote? And as much as you, if that's your stance on things, then you can't complain when things aren't going your way.
That's well said.
So,
well said.
My stance on it is that I think with last year's election, I actually have to even say from the last provincial election, I went in it more educated. Mm-hmm. But that was pre the conversations we had at the Empower Hour.
Sure.
So going into the federal election, I was much more equipped. And now I can't wait to be much more equipped for the upcoming one.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, this is a big one.
Yeah.
To me, a lot of the stuff has been going on in the last years, especially at the fact that how I voted last year and what I've seen come through and what I read and what was supposed to happen with this current party that we have,
mm-hmm.
I feel like the wool was pulled over our eyes.
We're bamboozled. Say it, Gina. Yes. We're bamboozled.
And I feel like they said things. They said things on a light note. Meanwhile, I think they were wolves in sheep's clothing.
They said whatever they need to say to get the vote, but there was no accountability.
So now I'm being much more meticulous about what is actually being said,
mm-hmm.
and if. In the slightest, I don't want to go in there with the lesser of all evils.
Mm.
I need no evils.
Wow.
I need to know who's going to be the champion in here.
Okay.
And not, you know, the smaller devil.
Oh my God. This is going to be good. It's going to be a fun month. Like we were talking, we're going to try to do as much as we can throughout the month just to get the community prepared and informed when it comes to politics. So thank you for that, Gina. On my side, I've always kind of had an understanding of politics. I went from being completely not interested to saying, okay, well, because I'm somewhat of a public figure and a community builder, I should be an example. So I said, okay, I'm not going to be completely ignorant to it. I will do some homework and do some due diligence, you know, to find out what's the best. But to the point you're making, I don't see any party that is the good guy party. I honestly feel the best is just going with the better of the lesser evil. I just looking at what's been going on. So you have to kind of pick your flavor, see what out of all the parties who speaks the most to you personally. But then you
that
also
would be your champion.
Well, that would be your champion, but at the same time, and I'll explain, and then we'll introduce our amazing guest. Because if I had to be genuine to myself, I would say I would be voting green all the time. I'd be green party person all day.
I'm not gonna lie, I agree.
Understanding how the game works, it's super unfortunate, but they just don't have the weight, they don't have the numbers, they don't have the... So it's almost voting for green is like what my heart wants to do, yay, because I am the earth, but... If we want to see a difference, we have to be strategic. And that's, I think this is where we're at as a people. We don't necessarily have a choice but to play the game. Politics is a game. Then we have to play it strategically if we want to try to win, right?
Did I tell you my system that I used the last federal election?
Ah, oh, man, Gina.
I use a grading system.
Okay.
I use a grading system, and like for every point that I agreed with, mm-hmm. like you got an A through F, basically.
Okay.
And then when I went through all the... whatever, socioeconomics, politics, immigration, blah, 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 all the points that they had debates on,
mm-hmm.
I gave you a grade on based on whether or not I agree with it. And
okay.
then whoever had the highest grade mm-hmm. was who I was going to vote for.
Right.
Well, you know, the Green Party had the highest grade.
Great. Of course they would.
And I was just like,
guys. After all that work, okay, not you guys anyway. But
I'm going to win.
But you see, anyway.
So I had to go with the B- on that one.
Right.
You know?
See? So this way. So with no further ado, I want to introduce this queen that we have with us. I call her Maimel, Kakmel. I don't know what the official, you know, with all respect.
Kakmel Antoine Bessard. Sorry, I was about to say. It's Bourassa Sauvé.
Thank you.
But it's Bessard, the last name. Excuse me.
Thank you very much. You see, so that's why you're here, Gina, to help keep the balance. And she is representing Le Parti Conservateur du Québec. So with no further ado, welcome, Sister Carmel. Sorry, I keep wanting to call you Maimel. I can't help it. That's just what it is. So welcome.
Fine.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. Thank you for being here with us. So we're glad to have you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for welcoming me. Mm-hmm. Do I look there? Or
yeah,
you
that's yeah, okay.
Okay.
We're picking you up there.
And the way you introduce me, it's like I'm part of the family.
That's
very important.
Exactly
off,
that.
Okay?
Yep.
And this is also how I position myself in my county.
Mm-hmm.
That's the borough of Montréal-Nord. So
mm-hmm.
my full name is Carmel Antoine Bessard. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I am an engineer. I wrote books. You invited me to talk about my books.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in politics pour le Parti conservateur du Québec. And that's very important as melanated people,
mm-hmm.
where sometimes we do not see ourselves linked with Parti conservateur du Québec.
100%.
Mm-hmm. You understand?
Yeah, that's
okay.
why you're here. I want you to educate the people.
And I have some questions.
Yo, we have.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
I know. Yeah, that's it. It's because exactly what you just said. Because when I started seeing people speaking about the Conservative Party, the Parti conservateur, I was like, black people, Conservative Party. I was like, but understanding that on the flip side, we are normally liberals, so to speak. And they haven't done no good for us. If we're going to be 100%, we almost religiously vote liberal. And
Well, because for us, a lot of the times, and here's my point of view, what I thought it was. you either had Parti Québécois, which basically hated anyone who spoke English.
Right, yes.
It was my point of, was my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had, for me, Conservative Party were just people who were hyper-religious and just wanted to be, like, in the old school ways of, like...
Mm-hmm. But that was federal. Be careful.
Understood, yeah, right? Yeah. And here's the thing. That's where education comes in, is knowing the difference between the federal and provincial.
Yeah.
But when you have the same name, you have an association.
Of course.
To me, I was just like, well, no, I'm not this hyper-religious person, and I'm not going to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. That's that, I don't need that, so I never even considered Parti Conservateur. And then what are you left with? Green and liberal.
That's it.
So, and remember, lesser of all evils.
That's it.
And I won't name the others, you understand that? But there are others.
That is true. And that's the other point. You're absolutely right. I was educated that there's others. Like, it's always voting time when you're looking on the ballot and you're like, whoa, just like eight other parties. Who are these guys?
Yeah,
it's like, I remember one time I just voted for a weed party just because. I was like, oh, well, shit, I wasn't going to vote for anybody today, but I'm going to vote you guys today.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway, so just to say. So, I would like to first, before we dive in, if you could give just a little bit about your background. Like, it's not your first time on here, but what brought you into this? What was your motivation, your inspiration to say, let me get it, let me you know, throw my ballot in and get involved?
Okay, well, as you know, the last 2 years, and now we can say 2 years and a half, has been very difficult for many of us, okay? And if we, since I am with OFC right now, let's talk about, let's say, melanated people, black people.
Yep.
It has been tough, and I cannot put a point on the leader, our black leaders, if we can say that, was stood up. What I saw was people who didn't talk at all were censored, and they accepted censorship. Or, just saying, maybe they were on the side with the CAC, okay? And this is where the logic between choosing a party and to get involved, okay, was, okay, now we're matured. And we have learned that from you in Powerhouse and things like that. There are fake friends and real allies. And we know that allies, even though it doesn't last for eternity, but they're allies for a moment. And the choice was really clear for me to go with Parti Conservateur du Québec. And you would be surprised how many people from different background perspective also, how we come united into that notion is like, man, the way government acted for 2 years and a half, the way they wanted to impose certain things on us, we are against it. We are for free choice. So basically, Parti Conservateur du Québec is free choice. Free choice. You will say, is it anarchy? No, it's free choice with a official party.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. And that's why they already have the structure. Everything is into place compared to those small parties that we were talking about. So that's why I decide that we have to make a quick move. It's October 3rd and Parti Conservateur is represented by that. I would like to point that the chief of the Parti Conservateur du Québec is Éric Duhem, okay? Mostly involved in Quebec. And yes, he was a radio host, and of course he's, how can I say?
Charismatic, he can speak to the people.
Yes, and also he could put people into a position on spot. He's real, okay? So, but that it doesn't matter that he was the only one who stood up to say enough is enough. And Parti Conservateur du Québec, when he decided to become a chief, it was last year, okay, didn't have any deputy à l'Assemblée nationale du Québec. Ce sont des députés. 125 county, if I can say that, okay. There wasn't no deputy.
Okay.
But he managed to get one woman called Claire Sanson.
Okay.
That was with the CAQ, Coalition Avenir Québec, and told her, yo, it doesn't make sense what you're doing at the CAQ. We need help. We need to give a voice at l'Assemblée Nationale du Québec. So remember all those months behind, and we're not too far away. People tend to forget. But remember February and March 2022. Mm-hmm. We're talking about not even 6 months.
You're right.
Mm-hmm. Many, I won't say important thing, but event that left us like, is it real? Are we in Quebec?
Right,
are we in Canada here?
Is this really happening?
Many people, our parents left for economical reason and political reason.
Right.
For a certain way of governing.
Okay? Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw things happening here and nobody's talking about it, or it's like taboo, there's censorship.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to ask question, you've been called out as an imbecile.
Yeah, or conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. He was the only one through Claire Sanson who got one deputy to at least have a mic at the Assemblée Nationale. And this is where things started to change about confinement. This is how we say it again.
Mm-hmm. Right,
confinement, the mask and everything. Everything started to drop down.
No, actually, and if you just for the sake of education, because mm-hmm. this is the Empower Hour, and so let's educate the people a little bit, because even what you just explained, because I in all honesty, mm-hmm. I'm not even completely clear what that means. So when you say that we have to get somebody on the national, like from the national party, what exactly does that mean?
Okay, it means in Quebec at the provincial level, because mm-hmm. there are different type of government, federal, mm-hmm. provincial, and municipal.
Got
okay?
it. Yep.
Now we're talking October 3rd is for provincial.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Quebec, the province of Quebec, is divided in 125 circonscription county.
Okay, got it.
Mine in Montréal Nord, approximately Montréal Nord, is Bourassa-Sauvé.
Okay. Got it. All right.
So in Quebec and Laval, probably from here, I would say there would be 10 or more.
Okay.
Oh, not more. Mm-hmm. Like we're about 19 or more. Okay.
Okay.
And but at l'Assemblée Nationale is the person who represents you, who talks for you. A deputy is here to represent his region, his neighborhood, his sector.
Got it.
Okay.
And so when you say the national level, is that, but I guess, and where I want to make sure I understand, is that the national is saying like a federal level? Is that what you're saying?
You know that we're in Quebec and they love to talk about société distincte. Mm-hmm. So when they say national, it's the province of Quebec.
Okay, got it.
I'm going to keep it provincial.
You're right.
It could be confusing.
Got it. Okay. So it's all provincial. Got it. Okay. Now that's clearer. Okay. So basically, we needed one representative that's speaking to the whole of Quebec.
Let's say, I do not want to associate all the manifestation that was going on, but there were many, there was a lot of, a big part of the population who didn't agree mm-hmm. about what was going on with the last few years that we went through.
Mm-hmm. Of course, right.
At least 2021, 2022, it was really clear that a lot of people didn't agree.
Yes.
The media didn't follow up.
Yeah, that's
true. We need to talk about this, about traditional media. Are you sure you were giving the right news?
We didn't see
the right thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but you might be a lot of people outside, thousands of people, 100,000 of people who are not agreeing.
Mm-hmm.
But if nobody is talking in your behalf, it's like you do not exist at l'Assemblée Nationale.
Okay.
And at l'Assemblée Nationale, this is how it is called for the province of Quebec.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. This is where they make laws and mm-hmm. bylaws. This is where they make les décrets that impose things or not.
Okay.
So nobody is talking for you.
And that's where you need a voice.
That's it. Okay.
And this is what I have to give Éric Duhem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He decided to go. He didn't have to. He could have. He could have still be doing radio, like Radio X and bashing, and that was his style.
Okay,
but it's his style. But let me remind you that he's somebody who has done science politique.
Mm-hmm.
He has a master in public administration.
Okay.
He has been in politics for decades.
Mm.
He eats politics, okay?
Okay?
He was involved in Laval, now he's in Quebec. So this is the type of guy. It's the type of guy who went to war, but in Iraq as a journalist too. So
mm-hmm.
he knows.
Okay.
And he's not scared to stand up to say, hey, what you're doing is bullshit.
I like that. Okay.
He was the only one true Claire Sanson, because mm-hmm. there was no deputy.
Wow.
And we have to give this woman, she retired because mm-hmm. she's getting old and a bit sick,
mm-hmm.
that she gave us a voice to all the all the population that wasn't agreeing with what was going on.
Wow.
I want to point out, you have a government. The government is composed of a party that is majoritaire. Mm-hmm. So is the government right now is la CAQ.
Right.
But you also have opposition,
right,
which is composed of the traditional parties that our parents love to vote for.
Right.
Entre autres, mm-hmm. Parti libéral du Québec.
Yeah.
And that is the point where, in, to me, August 2021,
mm-hmm.
it happened so that the chief of the Parti libéral du Québec, which is a traditional party for melanated people,
yeah,
and I'm talking not only people who identify as black, but also people from Muslim confession,
cultural,
you know, cultural, yeah, Greek, you know, European, usually mm-hmm. they vote Anglophones, will come to that,
mm-hmm.
who vote liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to my dismay, if my English is good, I was shocked to see the chief, which is a black woman, Dominique Anglade,
mm-hmm.
pushing the not pushing for the division in Quebec,
mm-hmm.
by imposing the vaccination
passports. Yeah.
So this is where all, to me, all the wall just broke down. Like, whoa,
yeah,
whoa,
yeah.
Where do I stand? Là, ça fait, y a plus rien qui fait du sens.
Yeah, exactly. Because mm-hmm. we're supposed, yeah, liberals supposed to unite,
you're
bring
supposed
together,
to protect
right?
us.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Knowing particularly where I come from, where I live to and where I come from,
mm-hmm.
in Montréal Nord, at the comté de Bourassa-Sauvé,
mm-hmm.
we were the one, we don't trust, usually it's, it's difficult for us to trust government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to understand there's one person out of four who is black in Montréal.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot on the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we're not even including the other so-called diversity, like I say, people from the north of Africa,
mm-hmm.
which are more from Muslim
yeah,
religious
right.
beliefs,
yeah. mm-hmm.
or the one we call Latinos or Latinx.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So half of the person in Montréal Nord is not necessarily Canadian Français, French Canadian,
right.
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part too which is Anglophones too,
mm-hmm.
a lot of Italians,
mm-hmm.
of a background from Italian.
Mm-hmm.
It just happened that in my county, people didn't go really well with what the CAQ was imposing.
Right, yeah.
So you understand that they were always after us, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Ah, Montréal Nord this, Montréal Nord this, Montréal Nord that. But this county is has been liberals for decades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Decades. We gave you our trust.
Mm.
We gave you, like, generosity.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I see it is really, like, we had, it's a toxic and abusive relationship.
Right.
Where, okay, I'm going to give you even more love, hoping that you love me back.
We're abused. We're abused.
And the love is not coming back.
No,
mm-hmm.
no.
And this is where Carmen Antoine Bessard is there. You know
mm-hmm.
what? To me, the first thing to do to break those type of relationship
mm-hmm.
is just to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
this is where I arrive. This is where I arrive. As an engineer, as a writer in the borough, they know me well because I am involved in environment, urban planning,
mm-hmm.
community work, church,
mm-hmm.
you know. And as a citizen who stand up for certain beliefs, if we can say so.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are a bit shocked to say, oh no, Carmel. Carmel. And moreover, I do write book as how black women navigate into our world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, where can we stand? Because
right, yeah.
conservatives supposed to be extremists,
yeah.
white people, and
yeah, you're absolutely right, yeah.
and this is where it's very interesting.
Mm.
Because now we're gonna talk about ideas. Now I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Come and tell me and tell to us. How are you going to defend us when you didn't do nothing? C'est quoi ton bilan? You have nothing in decades. We gave you our love
mm-hmm.
and nothing. Moreover, you didn't even protect us from la CAQ.
That's it. It almost seems like they decided.
And it's going so, down. This is where it's going down. Yes, in Montréal, no.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, everywhere too, yeah, in the province. It's so going down.
Let me ask you, when you say the bilan, Tim, the bilan in English is, I want to say game plan. So your bilan is like your...
what have you accomplished?
Yeah, right? Yeah, almost, yeah, like your resume. Oh, yeah, 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 kind of, you know, like whatever, if we're going to pull the card. So now, if we're going to talk about the Parti Conservateur, the Conservative Party, mm-hmm, can you share some of what is the party's, I'm not sure if it's called priorities, promises, what the party is,
yes,
and the ideologies, yeah, for the people?
The first thing, and that's the foremost, is really free choice.
Okay.
Free choice, mm-hmm, okay? But with free choice, at the same time, we want to empower people, mm-hmm, okay? But we have to stay on budget.
Right.
Okay, mm-hmm, we're not into lullabies.
Well, that's it, and that's because, yeah, okay, the thing is, if we're going to keep it 100, free choice is an awesome statement, and it's very vague. It's like, yeah, okay, so, mm-hmm, I can do anything?
Because free choice means no government.
So. You know what I mean? It's like, talk to me. Like, you know, so I figured there's some order here. So, okay, what else we got?
Okay, do you want to go into the program, or do you want to for me to go into things also we stand up? And I think it's very important right now, since
I think it's important for us to know what you guys stand for. So, yeah, right, like as you said, like, okay, what are you guys standing for, and what are you fighting for?
Okay.
In the party, and I mean, I don't. Do we want to know historically what that the party?
It's quite a new party. Like, mm-hmm, I'm gonna be honest, the guy I replaced to become a candidate, mm-hmm, it was tough for him. He didn't do much as having some votes, you understand? Mm-hmm. So it was new. And mm-hmm, moreover, they were taxing him as being a white extremist man. So,
oh, geez,
he's still pissed after, yeah, that. Yeah. But,
but for me, I'll tell you, like, the objective here is I want people to vote, right? And I want people to have to have educated votes.
I'm going
to
tell you why Anglophones, mm-hmm, must vote.
Okay.
There has been a bill called 96,
mm-hmm,
okay? And I hope you're sitting well.
Mm-hmm. Just
the people who started, the party who started this bill, mm-hmm, just to get the Francophone vote, mm-hmm, was the Parti Libéral du Québec. So love has to be careful.
Hold on, I need the sound effects.
Yeah, I'm like, back it up, because I thought it was a CAC.
Yes. They took the merit, but who started that? And who went that deep?
Are you kidding me?
Go test them.
And if you're saying this, that means this is fact checkable. Because you know Tammy T is going to fact check.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you know we got to fact check this. So the Liberal Party is the one who brought in Bill 96.
And I find 96 is one of the most divisive, polarizing laws.
And it's coming. It's coming. It's coming, Anglophones, friends. And that's why a lot of Anglophones now they are apatrides politiquement. Where do we go? It was liberal. Il y a eu beaucoup de traîtrises, à mon avis.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, okay, in all full disclosure.
Puis, mm-hmm, after I'm gonna say what are the main keys. That's why it does touch, mm-hmm, Anglophones.
When I voted for the provincial party years back, mm-hmm, I ended up voting for CAC because I was just like,
it was a black candidate for my case, you know.
The one person who's running Laval, I was like, oh, I actually know that dude,
right?
I can trust, and I was like, okay, do I completely agree with all your immigration stance? Not entirely, but it's not crazy. And it seems like once you guys went in, they're just like, ha, got you.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah, yeah.
It must be like, extremist. It must be very difficult.
Yeah.
Because a party is also, it's an organization with all that, the dynamics that goes into that organization. Mm-hmm. It must be very difficult for those people to be there and not to be able to talk. What do you defend? To me, as I mentioned, I'm an engineer, I'm a writer, I have my life going on, but I had to stood up or else nobody, who was, because understand, being part of Parti Conservateur du Québec, in French, they say, je suis fiché. My face is there, Parti Conservateur du Québec. Is so, we associate Parti Conservateur du Québec so with so much bad things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now my face is like, oh, elle est là-dedans. But my pedigree, my CV, is so opposing to that. Like, people do not know. And a lot of us in Parti Conservateur du Québec on the island are like that, are in this position.
Wow.
And that's why I made so that the chief came with his boss in Montreal, Montreal Nord, last Thursday.
That's okay. Amazing.
Last Thursday, I mean, it was what they do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And all the big traditional media were there. It was a kind of a stunt, and we were 100 of people.
Mm-hmm.
Parti conservateur du Québec, the traditional media, always want to put it aside. Oh, it does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
We're 60,000 members. There
oh,
are
wow.
members. It's very important, members. You can sympathize without being a member for many reasons, because you don't want people to associate you. So that means we're a lot. We have a lot of money from
mm-hmm.
donation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And they're scared of that. And the stunt is like, hey, by the way, we're in Montreal too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think we're only in Quebec and the labos.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make a quick
point
on Bill 96.
We want to talk about that, because I know that you have, we have limited time with you today, and we've probably got another 3 minutes, so we definitely want to get into the juice here.
So the key point of Bill 96 is that for all the companies with 25 person and more, they have to be Frenchized. Not to speak French, but I don't have the right wording, but francisé.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Understand the la directive très contrôlant.
Mm-hmm.
You have to speak French.
Okay.
I don't think we're against it.
No.
In Montreal, we speak both. We bilingue.
But anytime you have to anytime you're imposing anything, we're usually not down.
And the problem is that you invite American companies to come building in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
which is an international city,
mm-hmm.
and you're imposing things on them that they're not capable. And I know this because I'm going through this for my company.
Of
that's
course.
An American company.
Of course.
So,
mm-hmm. And you can't do that like this for your client and the employees. Attention.
For the client?
Yeah.
If I'm a client, I want to be served. And if I'm paying money, I want to be served.
Serve me in the language.
Second. The government, and we say government, but any institution that would represent the government, can get into this company of 25 employees and more and verify all the mandates and everything without any mandate and things like that. They go in to verify if really you...
So that's the language police, in other words, can come and invade all your stuff just to see.
And more. And more. Why not? We have seen it. Le gouvernement qu'on a présentement
mm-hmm.
a géré par décret.
Mm.
And they made sure that you cannot come back on them by another bill.
Wow.
28. But
yes.
That's okay.
And they're very active now because the election's coming up. So they became super active in the last few months.
We're
wow.
not over.
Okay.
Quota. And I hate the word quota.
Mm-hmm.
On numbers of students in English CEGEP. Okay. And if you are in an English CEGEP, you have to take 3 classes in French. Not French 101 or no, classes from your program.
Wow, that you need to pass, like.
There's many Anglophones that come to CEGEP.
Yes.
And to university.
Yeah.
International.
We're
students.
Gonna lose. Businesses are gonna go.
Of
and
course.
We already know many businesses. Let's say only in businesses or entrepreneur. Went out.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
This is referendum. This is another form of referendum. Because
wow.
every time we had a referendum, we lost businesses that went to Ontario. The only reason why Ontario, or Toronto, I should say, has flourished the way it has is because of the Montreal businesses that left. We have the ports.
Yeah.
This is
exactly.
where
where
business started.
It should be here logically. But right now we're doing non-logic.
And the fourth one, which is, it breaks my heart a bit. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's immigrant and refugees or demandeurs d'asile. They have 6 months to learn French. Okay?
French people don't even know French.
How can
you
do that in 6 months?
And
I was hearing the story of one of my colleagues. He's from Greek descent. Okay? And his mother learned French through when he was going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
This guy is 30 years old. Okay? But her French is not perfect, and sometimes when she go to any government institution, sometimes it might just, she talks in English,
mm-hmm.
and the brutality is now coming back to say, non, nous ici, on parle juste en français.
Yeah, it's so rude.
Écoute, there have been so many things going on the last 2 years where you divide vax and non-vax,
mm-hmm.
French and non-French.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think we need that.
No.
No.
So, to me, Parti conservateur du Québec is the only one who stood up to say no.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only party of union. So I could be a black woman in this, let's say, occidental world and still be part of Parti conservateur du Québec. It's not, and the other parties who are what we call woke are, to me, really exclusive. You can only be that, you cannot be the another thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To me, I can be both. And this is where I'm so comfortable to represent Parti conservateur du Québec. Before we end, I have to say, be careful. Mm-hmm. There's fake friends and there are real allies.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see what's the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how I found myself in Parti conservateur du Québec. And look at our candidates. Mm-hmm. It speaks from themselves. Éric Duhaime didn't come in. Hey, tweet. He was in Quebec, okay? He's dealing his stuff in Quebec, and they'll be good in both, in Quebec, Maurice, they mm-hmm. can do big stuff. But in Montreal, we were, please come, we're here, mm-hmm. we're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's the only party with 125 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
The other are still searching. They will find it because they have money. We work on our donation and members, you know, and sympathizers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So these are the two things. There's, of course, there's many things on roofing or logement and health. And there are things, garderie,
mm-hmm.
because yes. our community communities have a lot of children.
Yeah.
So he's saying, okay, not all of the children have a chance, or the parents do not have a chance to put their kids into CPE
mm-hmm.
at $8.70 per day. So if you cannot do that, it was supposed to be a promise from La CAQ. There's still 52,000 parents who, not parents, who ménage household who do not have access to that. They say, we will give you,
mm-hmm.
maybe it will be imposed, but at least they will have the money to pay for that $200 per kid per week.
Mm.
Up until we find you a place in CPE.
Ah, okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So I see Parti conservateur du Québec really as a gros bon sens, common sense.
Yeah.
And we need that right now.
Yep.
Because the tangent has been very... People have left Quebec.
Mm-hmm. Literally. I have an entire network of people who moved to Africa. They left the province, left the country.
Yeah.
Not if it's like, you know, they're like, enough is enough. We're not just like, it's crazy. So now, I just to tie it all in, because there's a couple of key things that you said that I want to make sure we mm-hmm. share with the community very clearly. How can we become members to support the party, if that's what we
want
to do?
That's such a young party that everything is on internet. If you want, to become a member, it's $15,
okay?
For 1 year, $25 for 2 years, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, and it would be great and do that,
mm-hmm.
but the most important now is to verify if you are on the electors list.
Okay.
Understand, not because you're being in Canada or you think you're Canadian, mm-hmm. because it happened in our community, that you can vote.
Mm.
There's a list. Ça aussi, c'est une forme...
Of discrimination.
Le système est fait en sorte, like, don't believe because you've been walking in town for 25 years, 20 years, that you're fully citizen who can vote.
Right.
And usually you receive, we receive a card, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you do not receive it, you go to le directeur du scrutin. Every county has have that, okay? And then... You go vote, but you don't go vote for yourself. You come with 4 and 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
We need to make sure that La CAQ is out of the picture, because it's gonna be another 4 hours. Now, right now, you're listening to somebody. I won't say that scared, but there's an emergency.
Mm.
It's not. Oh, it was always my dream to become a deputy and do politics.
Yeah, right.
No, okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
No, I have to do it. I'm on a mission.
Mm-hmm. Sister, I thank you for it. Because I have to say, the information you brought today was eye-opening for me. Mm-hmm. And like I said, we know this is just the beginning. And we're mm-hmm. going to be, I don't know what the proper term is, we're going to let everybody have a voice, you know? We're not going to be exclusive.
If they come... I want ask them the question. Surtout, la CAQ, I don't care if it's life, I don't care. Mm-hmm. La CAQ, franchement, là, mm-hmm. dégueulasse. Mm-hmm. I have to say it. But ask the question to Parti libéral du Québec. Ask the question à Québec solidaire. Where were you? Mm-hmm. You were in a position.
Yeah, no, and as being a community builder or a quote-unquote leader or however we want to frame it, it's really important to know that you have a government representative that's going to stand for you, that's going to have your back, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And it is, so what you're presenting, what you're bringing, it is definitely making me look at this whole political thing differently. I definitely, like I said, I do thank you for coming and sharing that perspective, because it's true. Like, we didn't really have much representation. No one was really, I can tell you, as being one of the people on the forefront, at the front line, I was like, yo, where do we go? There seems to be no help. It seems like we're kind of on our own here.
Let's be real. Let's say things. Mm-hmm. February, our citizen, couldn't go to Walmart.
That's true. Yeah.
I'm not even gonna talk about SAQ or SQDC. Let's keep mm-hmm. it real for food and things like
yes,
that.
Yes.
What
yes.
would be next? That's my question. Mm-hmm. As Parti libéral du Québec and Québec solidaire, when they come. Mm-hmm. What was next? You seem to know what was going on because you weren't talking. Mm-hmm. You weren't protecting your people. Let's not forget, to be a deputy mm-hmm. at l'Assemblée nationale is to represent your people.
That's what I'm...
Do you really think you represented, dans mon cas, moi, là, mm-hmm. Bourassa Sauvé, mm-hmm. but maybe others, other things? Mm-hmm. Really? Hmm. Where were you? Mm.
Sisters, well, Jenny, do you have any other final words here?
My final words would be, I'm really blown away with having you come here, because like mm-hmm. I said, I think I only heard one other person speak about it. Actually, Tammy spoke mm-hmm. about, like, she did a poll to see who people were voting for, and mm-hmm. that's what she said about the conservateur. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm really happy to see that. I was like, what did I miss?
It's like, wait, who are they?
What did I miss? And this was very educational, very eye-opening, and... definitely gonna make an impact on how I look at things and how I make mm-hmm. decisions and mm-hmm. how I'm gonna speak with people within the community. Mm-hmm. Because again, I'm not here to convince you, word of all, mm-hmm. but I'm here to tell you to make an educated vote. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and there's many things, and I can only tell you that the candidates at the Parti conservateur du Québec, they are on a mission. They are not. Professional politicians.
That's okay. 'Cause not